Nocturnal, loud, and experimental performances are what can be experienced at the multi-sensory art show Caldera. The 130-year-old metal workshop at Everly Works will be transformed into a playground for immersive arts and music featuring numerous local Aussie artists. Artistic director Lawrence Rosier-Staines is on the line now to chat more. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? How's it all going?
I'm good in the thick of production week, but it's all very exciting and lots of late nights.
I bet. Now, Caldera, it's an interesting choice for a name because it's the dome-like aftermath after a volcanic spill. So how does this tie into the show itself?
Well, for a start, I guess just the metalworking aspect. You know, there's lots of fire and furnaces, so something to do with geology and tectonics and so forth seem to make sense. But also there's this kind of weird resonance, I think, to do with the fact that, like, it sort of somehow represents, like, Sydney's underground, like, the fire that is there, and that only after, like, things have actually collapsed, like after a volcano has collapsed, you see the kind of the magma and things like that. So there's a sense in which it is like the fiery underbelly, I suppose, of lots of disparate things in Sydney all brought to one place.
Amazing. I mean, it is a historic blacksmith that you are playing around with. How was that experience?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, the blacksmiths at Everly Works are just the loveliest guys and extremely relaxed and so capable that, and they do some forging as well in the show itself, kind of a little demonstration that works as a musical duet with the percussionist Pri van Rijck, using one of the electric hammers. So yeah, basically sort of a collision of like ancient industry, I suppose, and art and experimental music. Yeah,
we've got 16 cross-disciplinary artists kind of playing around in this metal workshop. Who are they?
In order, or
oh well,
there are just so many fantastic sort of sculptures and interactive sort of installations and things like that. One of my favorites is Muffy, which is installed by the artist One Jessa, which is this kind of enormous furry pink chandelier thing, which also breathes and also exudes things and so on. And just kind of, I suppose, the artist statement would tell you a lot more, but it kind of makes you think, I suppose, about femininity and like expectation and things like that. One of my other favorites is one of the simplest ones, which is just a zoetrope, which spins when it's approached. And there is kind of a general sort of theme that gradually emerges as you kind of walk between the different artworks. No spoilers, at least not at this point. But yes, basically all these wonderful Australian interactive and visual artists. It's really something.
Yeah, because you've got the visual artists, and then you've also got the performance aspects. You've got burlesque and live music. Is there anything you can reveal there?
Absolutely. So our burlesque performer is Zelia Rose, who's a Melbourne artist who flew back especially from a tour with Dina Montes in order to do this performance with us, which is just fantastic. Some of the other performers include Marcus Whale and Pri van Rijck, as I mentioned, and we've got Alana Ilsar, who's invented this this instrument called the Air Sticks, which is kind of a sort of percussive, sort of mimey magic thing that kind of makes him look like a conductor, but all kind of like he's playing, you know, a Wii controller, things like that. But it's this remarkable instrument. And then we also have Tanza, who's up from Melbourne, who's this wonderful sort of singer, performer, very operatic, very kind of melodramatic. Just a really interesting selection.
Mm. You have two sessions each night. Are they different anyway? So will you have a different experience every time?
It's really just, because we have the space for this amount of time, and because we also wanted to make it definitely an after dark kind of event, we did want to have two different sessions, but they'll be very similar. I suppose the 10 p.m. one would be like just a little bit looser, a little bit more kind of fiery. But the basic elements will be roughly the same.
Mm. One of the cool things is you get a code to a digital map once you get there, and you can kind of explore the areas a lot easier and more interestingly, I guess. How did you kind of create that?
Oh, well, basically we kind of wanted to strip the indoors of most words of English. And so rather than having like little plaques sitting around telling you what the art is, we thought it would be a good idea to have various symbols which people can kind of look up on their phone. And so, yeah, people go to this this digital map when they arrive and sort of correspond the symbols that they see in the space to the symbols on the phone, and they click on it there, and it tells them about the artwork. So, yeah, just kind of a little additional treasure hunt sort of thing, which, yeah, has been, for everyone who's known about it, which isn't everybody, weirdly, it's been, yeah, pretty fulfilling for them, I think.
Brilliant. Well, there are sessions happening tonight and tomorrow, but Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot right now.
You're so welcome. The 8 p.m. show tonight is sold out, but we still have tickets available to the 10 p.m. show, just so your listeners know.
Brilliant. We'll put all those details up online on at 2ser.com. But thank you so much, Lawrence.
Thank you, too. Have a good afternoon.
You too. That was Artistic Director Lawrence Rosier Staines of the Caldera.